Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. We're starting off, as we quite often do, on Sounds Irish with a track from Brendan O'Dowda. You see, the lads were sitting on a wall, right? And they were watching the girls go by. Well, as one does, if one is a lad, you see? And they saw Kate Flynn. Ho-ho-ho-ho! The darling girl from Clare. Now, listen to what happened.
We were sitting on the wall upon a Sunday to watch the girls go by and thinking we'd be married to one day when Kate Flynn caught our eye. Oh boy, she was the makings of a fairy and it made each boy oh swear there's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. And every man I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. All night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Sis Fagin, it's the father I'll be pleasing. I'll tell him of the land I've tilled. I'll tell him of the cattle I have grazing and the house I mean to build. And when he sees the arable and pasture and the fat stock feeding there and the hens and the chicken shim will go to the dickens for the darling girl from Clare. So every man I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, he'll see now. Thinks I, well now, though I haven't e'er a cow of cash, I've got my share. And so I know the way they ought to go about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky she'll be coming to the shop here to buy some sort of thing. I lax her if she has a mind to stop here, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the windows and the owl clock on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will there be in it with the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, he'll see now. Thinks I am a stop all your life in your shop and not a hair I care. With all your gold he'll never hold a hold upon the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and ask her father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me gorra. On tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
Me joy and me sorrow and be gorra on tomorrow, I'll be married to the girl from Clare. Brendan O'Dowda there, and we tell you every time we play a song from Clare, a beautiful county situated on the west coast of Ireland. Now, I am aware that I played this track only a couple of weeks ago, but I got an email during the week from a listener here in Ireland who listens to the programme and said, Joe, would it be possible for you to play that Anne Breen track again, Pal of My Cradle Days, in praise of mothers? Rightly so, Sean, I play this one. It's a great track.
What a friend, what a pal. Only now I can see how you dreamed and you planned all for me. I never knew what a mother goes through. There's nothing that you didn't do.
We changed the style a bit now because we're having a song from Mick Galvin. Now, Mick Galvin is a very well-known country singer, country and Irish, but this isn't country. It certainly is Irish. And he's singing the praises of his Cavan girl. A few minutes ago, we had a lovely girl from Clare. Now, Mick is singing the praises, as I say, of a Cavan girl. Cavan is the King's County. Here, he sings it really well. Take a listen to this.
As I walk the road from Kilishandra, weary I sit down. For it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan town. To alter on the road I go would seem beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my Cavan girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, trees will soon be bare. Each red coat leaf around me sees the colour of her hair. My gazed retreat defies my feet, and once again I sigh when a broken pool of sky reminds the colour of her eyes. At the Cavan Cross, each Sunday morning, it's there she can be found. She seems to have the eye of every boy in Cavan Town. If my love will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile. And to break the hearts of Cavan men, she'll talk to me a while. So next Sunday evening finds me homeward, Kilishandra bound. To work a week till I return to court in Cavan Town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she's not said no. So next Sunday morning, rouse myself and back to her I'll go. So next Sunday morning, rouse myself and back to her I'll go.
Mick Galvin singing the praises of his Cavan girl. And we might have another Mick Galvin track in before the end of the programme if we get the chance. Friends, this week in Ireland we've been commemorating the Irish Famine. The Irish Famine is one of the greatest tragedies that ever hit Ireland. It started around 1846. And I think I pointed out on the programme before that the staple diet, particularly in the rural parts of Ireland, was potatoes. And the potato blight came and it struck down the crops. And I was surprised and saddened to learn that when looking through the statistics of these things, that at the time, over the next few years, 2 million people left Ireland to go to look for work and live elsewhere, mainly Canada and the US, but of course the UK, and some of them went on to Australia. Also, 1 million people died, either of the famine or on their way over to the nations I've just mentioned. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks, and as I do, I'll explain. First of all, from Corey Folk, here's the first song of Emigration, The Rambling Irishman.
I am a rambling Irishman, and Ulster I was born in, and many's a happy hours I spent on the banks of the sweet Loch Erin. But to live poor I could not endure, as others of my station. To America I sailed away and left this Irish nation. Right, tantamana, tantamana, right, tantamana, tantamari. The night before I sailed away, I spent it with my Nancy. From 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning. And when that we were going to part, we linked into each other's arms. And you may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms. Right, tantamana, tantamana, right, tantamana, tantamari. The very first night I spent on board, I dreamt about my darling. I dreamt I held her in my arms, and well she pleased my fancy. But when I awoke out of my dreams, I found my bosom empty. And you may be sure and very sure that I lay discontented. Right, tantamana, tantamana, right, tantamana, tantamari. And when we reached the other side, we were both stout and wealthy. We dropped our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphia. So come all young lasslands with our lad, blue jackets and white trousers. And come all young laddlings with your lass, blue petticoat and white flounces. Right, tantamana, tantamana, right, tantamana, tantamari.
Now we continue with our emigration songs. Well, emigration in a way that the man has left Ireland and gone to work in a foreign country, had to leave his home to find work elsewhere. But that doesn't stop him reminiscing about the land he left behind. Big Tom, the late great Big Tom, and My Donegal Shore.
Oh, I know it's not right reminiscing tonight of days that are gone and returning no more. For the girl I dream of has another man's love, far, far away on a Donegal shore. But why should I care, 'cause she's happy or less? and she may have children, she may be wealthy or poor. But I can't help my dream of what might have been if I'd stayed at home on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native door. But if that girl I can hold, every raindrop would be gold. It could fall
to a track from, as I say every week, my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen, singing for us the song from the movie The Quiet Man with John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. Yes, you guessed it, the Isle of Inishfree.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's in exile from that dear lovely isle of Inishfree. And when the moonlight peeks across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonders or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Inishfree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels, and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footpaths here with gold dust, I still will choose my ILO in Innisfree.
And though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree. Now, as far as I'm aware, folks, and I could be wrong on this, but I don't think there actually is an Isle of Innisfree. It's just another name for Ireland. In some of the songs, Ireland, well, we just don't say Ireland, we give it another name. In that case, it was Ireland becomes the Isle of Innisfree. I mentioned earlier on when speaking about the famine about how the people used to sail from Ireland to various parts of the world. Now, earlier when the famine first broke out and people began to move from Ireland, they made their way from Derry or from Belfast to Quebec, simply because it was the cheapest one they could find, the cheapest journey. And when they arrived in Canada, many of them went down through Canada and went into the United States. And of course, the first big city they hit was New York. Hence, New York became full of Irish immigrants. Here, for instance, Nuala Kennedy is singing about the time when New York was Irish.
I'll sing you a song of days long ago, when people from Galway and the County Mayo and all over Ireland came over to stay and to take up a new life in America. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad to grow up in a new world. Through good times and bad, all the parties and weddings, the Katies and Wades, when New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. We worked on the subways, we ran the saloons, we built all the bridges, we played on. And control City Hall, we started with nothing and wound up with it all. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad to grow up in a new world. Through good times and bad, all the parties and weddings, the Katies and Wades, when New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. You could travel from Kingsbride to Queens or Midtown, from Highbridge to Banbridge, from uptown to down, from the east side to the seaside, sweet summer scenes. We made New York City our island of dreams. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad to grow up in a new world. Through good times and bad, all the parties and weddings, the Katies and Wades, when New York was mine. Oh, how I love all those radiant smiles. How I long for the days when we danced in the aisles. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the kiddies and waves, where New York was Irish, full of joys and God praise. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the kiddies and waves, where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. Where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks.
When New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks, there from Nuala Kennedy. When the emigrants were leaving Ireland, they travelled on the ships down in the hold, right at the very bottom of the ships. And you can imagine a lot of people packed in the hold of a ship. And, well, the sanitation must have been unbelievable. Probably very little water and very little food. Many of them died on the way and were just thrown over the side of the ship into the Atlantic Ocean. From 1895, there was a bit of a hold put on how many people could come into America. The emigration said, well, right, we're going to put a stop to this. And on Ellis Island, they had to check in when they arrived. Now, here's a story sung for us by Dolores Keane. And she's telling us the story of her grandfather. If you can imagine the scene when the boat arrived, they all got off at Ellis Island and filed in to be checked in or out. And if they didn't come up to scratch, they were sent back to Ireland or whatever country they came from. Here, listen to the lyrics because it's very important. It tells the story of the young man ready to enter America, not knowing what was ahead of him. And, well, here's Dolores Keane and My Grandfather's Emigrant Eyes.
Old Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared. Dawn of the century pilgrims, bound by the dream that they shared. They were standing in lines just like cattle, hoped and slaughtered and shod. Somewhere one desk away from sweet freedom, some torn from someone they love. Through this sprawling tower of Babel came a young man confused and alone, determined and bound for America, carrying everything that he owned. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant eyes. Oh,
how he rocks and stares out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day he sailed through the harbor, came ashore on the island of tears. My grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let his memory die. He gave me the gift of this country and the look in his emigrant. In my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted. Say grandfather's emigrant.
Paints a wonderful picture, does it not? The young man arriving, carrying all that he owned, and huddled, not knowing what was ahead of him. But don't take it for granted. The look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, from Dolores Keane. You know, friends, that song never fails to move me and make me think. And now, friends, a song we all know and love so well, from Barleycorn.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. 'Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But if you come and all the flowers, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear though soft you tread above me, and all my grave will warmer, sweeter be, and then you'll leave until you come.
Isn't that a nice version, a gentle version, I think, of the song Danny Boy, sung for us there by Barleycorn.